Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and today I'm coming right at you. Stop using social media ads for your dropshipping store. This is not how you should run ads for a dropshipping business, and specifically for a high-ticket dropshipping. We are only going after demand capture. Social media ads is demand generation. You need to stop somebody, and I've got a dog supplement here. Hey, is your dog limping? Buy my shit. That's not what you're going to do with an infrared sauna or a standing desk or anything that we talk about on this show. You're going to want to get in front of people who are already searching that. That is demand capture. They're already out there. We're going to capture that demand. On social media, you need to generate that demand. You have to stop somebody from scrolling, get them interested in you, get them to click, and then hope you can sell them from that point on. That's silly.
Yeah. So what we're talking about here, like, if somebody, like, you've always got to be thinking about your customer and their psychology of what they're doing, right? So when people are on social media, when they're on Facebook, when they're on Instagram, when they're on TikTok, they don't go to those places with the specific thought that I'm here to buy a product. Or if they know that they have a problem, they need a product to provide us the solution to that problem, they don't go straight to their phone and open up Facebook and go, I'm going to find the solution to my problem right on Facebook. That's just not the psychology of social networks. People are on social networks to consume content, to find connection. You know, I mean, we could probably argue whether that happens or not, but
be entertained.
You know, you know, sometimes social media is a bit of a hell pit, but that's generally the idea that subconsciously people have in their mind. So if people are on social media with that in their mind, it makes zero sense for you to be going straight at them and there and saying, hey, come and buy this $5,000 product, and expecting them to just go, holy shit, great idea. I'm going to get my credit card right out now and just spend $5,000 with you. It's not going to work, right? And it even doesn't really work that well for products at a lower price point either, right? It's still, in my mind, very marginal there for most people. So that's not the psychology, and that's what when Ben says demand generation, if you're trying to market on social media, the only way you can sell somebody is if you can basically offer them something that they can buy on impulse, right? So it's an impulse purchase. So that's why sometimes selling things that are like $20 or $30 can work on social media, because people are like, yeah, okay, I don't really care if I lose $20 or $30. That's literally what they're saying. They're not saying, holy shit, I'm so blown out of the water by this product that I need to think about it or anything like that. They're just saying, the psychology literally is, okay, if this doesn't work out, it doesn't really matter because it only costs me $20 or $30 or $50 even, right? Most people, that's not a sum of money that they're going to lose sleep over. But if you're marketing a $5,000 product, that is a sum of money that people are going to lose sleep over. So you're not going to interrupt them or just cause a knee-jerk reaction where they go, yeah, I'm just going to buy that product without thinking about it at all. The psychology that we're looking
longer,
for.
Right? The buying cycle is longer. In that dopamine craze of you flicking, oh my God, look at this, oh my God. And then all of a sudden you see, like, I remember one, there was like a monocle of somebody zooming in on some girl on the beach like 1,000 yards away. And I'm like, I bet that fucking works. I bet there's some bro watching this who's like, I want to zoom in on that, right? I actually bought that one to see what would happen. It took 45 days to get to me, and I can't focus anything. I can't see anything even across the yard in that thing. So, like, I can imagine in your dopamine craze of getting excited over something, like, that's going to happen. But even if I'm scrolling, which I'd like to believe I'm a little more sophisticated than that, obviously not if I'm getting targeted by that ad, I'll see Andrew Huberman talk about infrared saunas of, like, if you sit in an infrared sauna 4 days a week at 176 plus, that lowers your all-cause mortality by 50%. That intrigues me, but it doesn't intrigue me enough to be like, you know what, $5,000 sauna, get it shipped here tomorrow. Like, that just gets me started down the path. And so I hope you can see the difference there of, like, impulse buy in a dopamine craze versus, you know, being educated and starting to learn about solving a problem maybe you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, but right, once you see that thing from Huberman about the infrared sauna, right, and you're like, well, yeah, okay. So there's a stat there. I'm pretty interested in that, right? I'm interested in extending the time before I have to think about mortality, right?
Right.
What are you going to do next?
Google.
You're going to go, okay, I want to learn more, right? You're like, I'm intrigued. I want to learn more. So maybe from that social media post that he's put up, there might be a link in that you can click off to a website or something and start reading more or something like that. But what you're probably going to do sometime in the next week or maybe that right then and there that day, you're going to flip out of that social network and you're going to open up the big G, right? You're going to open up Google and you're going to start researching saunas, right? You're going to start Googling things about infrared saunas, or maybe you might even go and try and find Huberman's website or whatever, and where you can learn more from him about infrared saunas or something like that. But you're going to basically start making searches that are on Google or Bing or some other social network that include the word infrared sauna. Right. So now what we have is demand of some sort from an individual that relates to an infrared sauna. And this is where we can now exercise demand capture marketing. And this is what we highly recommend for dropshipping businesses, in particular high ticket dropshipping businesses. Once somebody knows that they have a level of interest in a product or the use of a product, they go to search engines. And this is the psychology. When people want to learn more about something, when they want to find out where something is, how something works, what it does, what the benefits are, where they can buy it, they almost always go to a search engine. And that's where you want to be if you're selling something, right? You want to be where people are trying to find how they can buy that product. And so this is where we focus our marketing efforts for high ticket dropshipping.
If you're on video, you just saw me taking notes. I was literally like that gave me an idea. I love geeking out about this stuff. That gave me an idea of something to test on one of my businesses. And so I took a note over there. But like, so social, YouTube can often be like lumped into social. And so I want to like actually shift that. Like they are doing shorts. It's definitely entertainment, but it's still a search engine, right? Like it is demand capture. People are going to YouTube with an intention. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they just want to, you know, scroll or find something interesting to watch. But often they're searching for content that is going to help them make a buying decision. So I would lump YouTube right in there with Google. And honestly, TikTok's a little bit. Some people are searching that type of stuff on TikTok. But for the most part, they're opening those social media apps to, you know, hit that dopamine button one more time. And so we want to be where, like John said, people are already searching for these products, and that happens on Google. That happens on Bing. You want to go where there's already demand and capture some of it rather than try to drum up your own.
It's much more, particularly in the beginning, when you're first starting your business, right? You don't have most people don't have a huge budget to go after marketing with. You want to try and start making your first sales as profitable as you can, you know, so that you've got a good base to work off to continue to grow your business. And you're going to find that much better. You're going to find sales at a lower cost that are more predictable when you're targeting people who are already looking in some way. You know, they might be higher up the funnel or lower, but at some way there is already interest in that person in the product that you sell. Your chances are much better there than if you go out and try and convince people to actually be interested in your product in the first place.
And this is specific to high ticket dropshipping. I can see the guy. I see you. You're like, oh, I run Facebook ads and that works for my brand. Of course it does. Like, well, I'm thinking a dog eyelash guy. You remember that guy? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like no one's searching for dog eyelashes. He did have to generate demand. And of course that works to an extent. Most people are shooting for a two row as they spend $10, they get $20 in sales. You got to ship that. You got to pay your team. That doesn't leave much room. That marketing works for smaller ticket items and things that people are going to buy more than once. Again, you know, buy my Paramount Pet Health supplement, so I'll show you the way. But like for high ticket, you got to go after demand capture. Like that's the only way this is going to work. It's a very long buying cycle on these higher ticket items. So if you can jump ahead of the line, if somebody's already done the research, they're already problem aware, now they're solution aware, now they're like sorting between brands and products, or maybe they've narrowed it down, and you can jump right in front of that and say, hey, I have that, and this offer is super compelling compared to other places you've looked at it, you're going to grab that sale. And that's where you have to begin in high ticket dropshipping. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.